Welcome to Nid's Nidra podcast. I'm Nid, your host, and I share this podcast to bring spiritual embodiment to life in this world. We explore a practice each month through contemplation, meditation, yoga nidra, breath work, and ways that we can live and express ourselves more fully through our work. Please share, like, and subscribe. Enjoy. Welcome, I'm Nid, a karma guide, and in that, I support people with how it is that they can change the energy of what's going on within their life so that things that may have once seemed not so great can start to be experienced as actually really beautiful, or even they fall away. And this happens as much in your daily life, which is often your work or your business that you run. So in this video, we're going to be focusing on the use of language and our attitude when we are in a business place, whether it's your job or whether it's your own business, that is around competition and competitor, which comes from the energy of our old structures, including legal viewpoint of a battle, two sides coming together to fight things out. It comes from this place where we're in survival of the fittest, that we're working from a place of fear, of not enough, that things in the world lack, that there isn't going to be enough for us all. And I really remember how we were taught this at school around looking at the way in which different animals in the animal kingdom may grow, and then another one may come in and start eating it, and then, you know, like as soon as they become abundant, the next predator comes in and kills that one, right? And so each of the predators grow and grow and grow. And then when the predator at the top of the food chain gets too big, then there isn't enough. And so the smaller one has to start growing again as the top of the chain predator starts to die off. And we have these cycles of everything increasing and then dropping back down again. And so this can create this viewpoint that there's not enough, that we lack. This vibration is not really very supportive for actually the truth, which is that there is more than enough for everyone if we are stepping into what we are shining and being our role within a group of people and not trying to be more than that, not taking more than that, and that's greed. So competition reinforces this idea that there's not enough, and so therefore that justifies being greedy. And in a business sense, you know, that's trying to take up more of the market, trying to make more money without a view of the balance, without that view of how it affects the rest of the ecosystem, right? You know, we can't just all be foxes. So how is it that we can see this different way where we can have enough, where there is abundance for everyone, but actually it's in balance. There is this harmony where there's that dance of constant shift. So the language I'd like to bring in for you here is, instead of looking at your colleagues as a competitor to your role, if there's a restructure in your workplace, and I've been through one of those restructures, and several of them in fact, when I was employed, and I can genuinely hand on heart say, I have never seen my role as competing with somebody else's, and it's the same even when I'm applying for a job. The right and appropriate person is going to fit into that role. And that is understanding that each person has that unique skill set that's going to be an appropriate fit to the organization and its culture. And these are all different aspects of what makes one person an appropriate fit over another person. And so it's that we all have our place. Each of us brings those different energies that align and resonate. And rather than seeing everyone else as competing and taking away from something that I may or may not have, the really key part is to recognize what they bring and what I bring and what they don't bring and what I don't bring, and they're just a unique skill set. And what may or may not be appropriate in a certain organization or system is going to be the appropriate fit. This takes away this competition, this lack approach. And then what we can start to do is look at things from what is inspiring, what actually creates an uplifting resonance and energy. So if you are your own business, instead of looking at your competitors and how can you differentiate yourself in the marketplace, I would suggest to you, you look for people that inspire you. Who are your teachers and why have you gone to them? What is it in their language, in their look, in their feel that has drawn you? Because there's an energy of that within you. You resonated with it at some level, and so your clients are going to resonate with that too. You may look to other people who are doing the same thing as you in the marketplace and you're like, man, that's really, really good, right? You don't need to copy them, but what is it in it you love? What is it that's inspiring that's making you go, yeah, I really like that? And then filter that energy through your way of doing things, through your skill set. And when we do this, we are shifting the vibration into more of a gift. And that way we can attract our customers from the energy of hope, from the energy of positivity, of abundance, rather than attracting clients from fear into action, which is the old advertising and marketing paradigm that they are not enough. That we are not enough and we need these things to become something. But if you're taking your business from a place of inspiration, from a sign of hope, and you look to where you're inspired and you channel that through your communications with your clients, then you can become that beacon and sign of hope that people are drawn to. We're drawn to the light of hope. It's so natural within each of us to want to gravitate towards that and not be in this place of fear. And that's the difference of the human conscious mind, is that it wants to elevate above this fear state. And if we want to contribute to the collective shift as spiritual businesses, right now is our time to be showing this new way of connecting and inspiring and uplifting people, a new way of marketing and communicating with our prospective clients and our community. And so I really want to invite you to look at how you can be more inspirational, how you can show people that there is hope, that there is a movement towards, and that they can move into that. And they can just let fall away those shadows, let fall away those fears. Because when they move into that place of hope, then there's a feeling of safety, of security, and of trust that can naturally arise. And a key part as a spiritual business in this time is to move into the mainstream, is to connect and communicate, because how else are we going to see this big collective shift that we so desire if we're not with and in society and with people? And you don't have to do it from fear. You really can do it from this place of hope, of inspiration, and letting go of the old competitive ways. And so if you see it coming up for yourself, do your little bit of self-work around what that fear is that is bringing up that shadow, and connect into those things that inspire you and move you forward. I'd love to hear some of your inspiration. Please do share some of the people that have inspired your work. And I'd love to learn more about how it is that you're going to inspire and uplift other people. If you've got questions, if you're not sure, if you're feeling a bit stuck, then the Soul Aligned Business Program is a beautiful place to spend 6 months shifting the energy of your business. And with that, there will be knock-on beautiful actions that shift the energy of your business into a higher vibration, because part of the Soul Aligned Business approach is to actually look at the energetics of your business at a fourth dimensional level, which is the mental state where people buy into your business, and how that aligns with your soul and your soul's energy. And then you can really have a cohesive representation of what it is you're communicating. And that continuity is going to help bring in more clients and help you really shift your business into this place of being an inspirational connection for others to move towards.